Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. I'm Craig. He's Chris, joining us on the GasStop Holiday Fan Line. Rodney Harrison, NBC Sports contributor, of course, former Patriot. Rodney, welcome back to Sioux Falls.
Oh, thanks for having me. How are you guys doing?
We're great. Your thoughts on the nice battle last night between Aqib Talib and the Steve Smith of the Panthers. I enjoyed watching that last night.
You know what? I did, too. You know, those classic one-on-one battles, and I know both of those guys, they had a lot of respect for one another. Two of the toughest guys in the league, and you know what? You got to give Carolina a lot of credit. I tell you, man, after that game against Arizona, I thought their season was done. I thought they should have benched Cam Newton. And to win the way they've done and to show the consistency, how good that defense has been, and Cam and his decision-making, the leadership that he's shown, I'm really impressed.
Rodney, I want to ask you, I'm sure everybody's been asking you about the last play last night. How can the officials pick up a flag and not give an explanation on that last play where Gronkowski, to me at least, it didn't appear that he was going to be given a chance to come back and try and catch that ball?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, I thought it was really bad. I think in a situation like that, when it comes down, the NFL, the officials, they owe the coach an explanation. And that's just part of it. You know what I'm saying? These games are so difficult, so good, so hard to win, and not to get an explanation from an official, and you're a head coach in National Football League, I think that's inexcusable. I was very disappointed with the call. The official made a call. I thought it was the right call. They talk about, well, they didn't. It was uncatchable. Of course it was uncatchable because the linebacker practically tackled the tight end. I just thought it was ludicrous. And the other part about that is, why is it that everyone, all these officials, well, I don't care what sport it is involved, they seem to change the way they officiate toward the latter part of the game because they don't want to be that official to say, I blew the game or I made a bad call. It's just, you shouldn't officiate the same way that you officiate if it was in the first quarter. Nothing else should change. But I think the officials, if they get calls like this wrong, they have to be docked and they shouldn't have many opportunities to make these mistakes.
I looked at all of the division leaders right now in the AFC and the NFC, and it is quite clear. There's a contrast between the eight division leaders in football. All eight are in the top 13 in offense, but only three are in the top six in defense. The rest are like in the bottom when it comes to defense. It is clear you have to be pretty good in offense if you want to be a division leader.
Yeah, you have to be a really good offense, but also I think we saw last year what happened to Denver, a good offense, and then finally, you know they don't rely. I mean, they kind of rely on their defense, and the defense kind of lets you down when the offense is not playing great, and that's the importance of having balance. And I think that's why a team like a Seattle and an improved Saints team, from a defensive standpoint, when you have a team that can put up points as well as stop people on defense, you create balance. So if your offense has one bad day, you'll still be able to overcome that bad day with good defense.
He's Rodney Harrison, former NFL safety, now Football Night in America analyst here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. So you're talking about teams that need to have balance. Is Carolina a player now in the NFC with Cam Newton, that running game with Mike Tolbert and Stewart and Williams in that defense? Can they be talked about in the same respect as a New Orleans or as a Seattle in the NFC?
Yeah, I don't see why not, because I think you're starting to see the balance, the physical, the run game, the pass rushers in the front four, the good decision-making by Cam Newton. We're starting to see him grow before our very eyes. And I think if you want to be a Super Bowl team, you have to be able to go in New Orleans and win. You have to be able to match up and beat up those guys. You look at the Jets film and what they did to New Orleans. Carolina is very capable of doing that. It's just, can they keep it up? Will they start reading the press clippings? Will they start feeling themselves because they beat the Patriots? And all things considered, I know they're proud of beating the Patriots, but the Patriots defensively, they're not very good defensively. They've lost a lot of guys, okay? This is not the same defense that started the game when they, you know, started this year. So, you know, as much as you want to give them credit, you have to look at kind of all the injuries on the defensive side of the ball. I know that has nothing to do with Carolina, but, you know, when you're playing against the Saints team with all these different weapons on that fast turf, we'll see what happens.
No, another team in the NFC that a lot of people thought was going to be a powerhouse were the 49ers, and there was also a little bit of controversy surrounding their defense. that hit with Ahmad Brooks that he had on Drew Brees, he went up high, but to me it didn't appear dirty. He got flagged for it. That set up that eventual game-winning field goal by Garrett Hartley. When you see that play, was that a dirty hit as well, Rodney, or is it just so tough on these defenders now because you don't know where to go?
I think you summed it up. First of all, it wasn't a dirty hit. Second of all, I think it is very tough on these defenders because he tried everything he could to make a football play. And sometimes things like that happen. It's a fast, uncontrollable sport at times, and I think he did everything within his power to get that quarterback down. And because it's a quarterback, because of the nature of the hit, of course they're going to always err on the side of caution. That's the unfortunate part about it, but I thought it was a good football play.
Hey, Rodney, there's a lot of Tony Dungy fans around here because of his time in Minnesota and even with the Vikings, Minnesota Gophers. What's it like sitting with Tony Dungy on Football Night in America watching all those Sunday afternoon games?
You know what? Personally, I'm selfish, so it's really a pleasure because, I mean, obviously a great man of God, just one of the smartest two or three guys I've ever been around football-wise. And it's amazing to me that, you know, I know he's retired, he doesn't want to coach, but, I mean, what the NFL is losing in a brilliant football mind like Tony Dungy. I mean, you have to look at these owners and say, what the heck are you doing not offering Tony Dungy a president's job or have him come in and change and run your team? He is one of the smartest men I've ever been around. He is so consistent with everything that he does, the way he lives his life, the example that he sets, and I'm just very thankful to be next to him each and every week. And for the life of me, like I said, I mean, you look at some of these bozos that are running teams. It's amazing to me that, you know, if I owned a team, Tony Dungy would be the first person I would go to and say, hey, I'm going to give you president. Matter of fact, you're so good. If you want to spend some time with your family, you can set an office at your house. You don't even have to come to the facility.
Sweet.
We want you to run our team.
That's a slam dunk. That is a slam dunk on Tony Dungy. Rodney, thanks for the time. You do great work, NBC Sports Radio, and, of course, Sunday night, Football Night in America. Thanks for the time today.
Hey, thanks for having me. Have a good day.